weather reports are brought to you daily by Greg's Fireplace Shop. You know, when you buy a fireplace at Greg's Fireplace Shop and you have it installed in your home, you're getting a lot more than a fireplace. You're getting the tantalizing smell of fresh popcorn popped the way it was meant to be popped over an open fire. You're getting the laughter of a child toasting a marshmallow. You're getting the soft purr of a warm kitten curled up on the hearth. You're getting that special warmth for your body and heart that comes only from a fireplace. The crackle of the fire on a winter's night. The soft glow of the embers as your day comes to an end. That special point in the room where friends come closer together. If you're not getting all this and more, then maybe you should be getting to Greg's Fireplace Shop, 4646 Pacific in Lacey. They're full of hearth-warming ideas.
And laugh we did at the old Maxwell. You know, I can still remember the time when Jack went on Fred Allen's program to try to sell Fred the old Maxwell.
Quite a surprise, you dropping in. I didn't know you were going to be here tonight. I didn't know it either, Fred, until I heard you announce it five times last week. But don't get me wrong, Freddy. I appreciate that build-up. I'm one guy who knows that it pays to advertise. Now, listen here, Benny. If that's a hint, you're not getting 1 cent for crawling in here tonight, and you know it. Why, Fred, I didn't expect to get paid for this. I haven't any more right to take money for working on this program than you have. Hold on there, Benny. That's an insult. Well, if I was Professor Quiz, I'd say correct. Absolutely correct. And if I was Major Bowes, you'd have left with a unit 10 minutes ago. Hey, that's nice work if you can get it. You know, Freddy, I wouldn't mind being back in vaudeville again, though, would you?
Ah, those were the good old days.
Yes, sir. Say, Fred, no kidding, will you ever forget the time you and I were together at the Orpheum Theater in Sioux City, Iowa?
Yeah, only I was on the stage.
I don't care, Freddy. I made more money selling peanuts in one day than you did all week.
Well, Jack, I didn't make much money in those days, but I was a pretty good juggler. Remember how I used to toss those Indian clubs in the air and do a funny monologue at the same time?
I sure do. And, Fred, you remember when you dropped those clubs? How you'd let them lay there right alongside of your jokes? Well, Fred, anyway, a lot of water has gone over the darn since then, huh?
Over the darn?
Yes, Fred, you know how careful we have to be. But just think, Freddy, just think, here we are, both in Hollywood and both of us in pictures.
It does seem unreasonable, doesn't it?
Anyway, I had a hunch you were going back east, Fred, and that's why I came up here to see you. Have you decided which way you're going back? I mean, which form of transportation?
Well, I was going to take the boat and go through Panama, but I've got a hat, so I decided to take the train.
Well, Fred, I don't want to influence you one way or the other, but have you ever thought of driving back east? You know, by automobile?
What kind of an automobile?
Now, don't rush me. And it's in good condition, too. No kidding. Would you like to drive back home, Freddy?
No, Jack. I'll stick to the chief.
Well, if you'd rather hang around with Indians.
But the chief is a train, as you will find out when you finish your next picture, Mr. Benny. Say, what are you trying to get at, anyway?
Well, Fred, I own a Maxwell. And I thought that...
You don't think you can palm that tin nightmare off on me, I hope. Why, I wouldn't be found dead in that car.
Say, you're no better than the engine.
Why, the engine in that steam cabinet is so dead, the front wheels are nothing but rubber pallbearers. That uncovered wagon.
It's right outside the door. Hey, boys.
Yeah, hey, buddy.
Will you drive my Maxwell in, please?
Sure.
Now, be careful, fellas. It's a high-powered car there, you know. Right in here, boys. Right in here.
Right here, Mr. Benny?
Yes, thanks, fellas. Hey, what's that noise? Noise? I'll cut off the motor so we can...
Oh, the door. Yes, thanks.
I went to close it and it came off in my hand.
Say, what's that? Hey, who's got it? Say, what was that? Did the engine drop out? No, Smarty, it's the new sunken motor. And listen to this horn. That note is by Stokowski. Well, how is the car on gas?
Well, I get about 4 miles to the quart.
If I insist, of course.
If you put your foot down.
Yes. Well, how much does that make to the gallon?
Well, I never put in a gallon. I don't believe in spoiling a car. You know how it is with gas tanks. Easy come, easy go. Well, Alan, what do you say?
Well, now that I've had a good look at this bear trap, Jack, I know why the Maxwell people went into the coffee business.
Now, Freddy, I'm not begging you to take this car, only I thought... Well, you walk all the time. You're not getting any younger. I think you ought to take your varicose veins out for a spin once in a while.
What are you asking for this Rhapsody and junk?
I'm asking $95 FOB. FOB for old Benny.
How about it, Fred?
Say, if you don't know, laughing at your next Sunday show already.
I'd give $1,000 if I could think of an answer right now.
If you don't know by now that I don't want that car, you ought to have your skull thinned.
You don't want the car, and I think you don't. I'll be on my way. No hard feelings, I hope.
No, Jack, I haven't anything against you, not Benny the man. I'm just not in the market, that's all. I hope I didn't offend you.
Oh, no, Freddy, I'll just have to sell it to some other guy. Ready? Goodbye.
Hey, what was that, Jack?
That's what my car thinks of you, Alan.
This is the Jack Benny Story, narrated by Tom Reed. Finer carpeting for finer homes comes from Selden's.
Where quality makes the difference, second best won't do. You'll be impressed when you buy the best, 'cause quality makes the difference.
When it comes to carpeting for your home, there's no substitute for quality. The kind of quality that makes up the wide carpet selection at Selden's. Selden's selects their stock from the leading carpet mills in the nation. This is carpeting that will be beautiful for years and years because it was made to be. Whether you're carpeting a room or a whole house, you want the finest. And for that, you make your selection where moderate pricing, quality, and service are the main reasons so many of the finer homes in this area are served by Selden's, Franklin and Legion Way.
You'll be impressed when you buy the best, 'cause quality makes the difference.
The sound of the Maxwell was actually done by Mel Blanc. He did many other effects. And the show had regular sound effects men in addition.
Yes, we had 2 sound effects men. And plus the fact with Mel that did the Maxwell. Let me tell you a very funny happening. The boys try to stump Mel on a character. They put in a sound effect of an English horse. And they waited for Mel to read the script and come to the one spot where he was to do an English horse. And he did the whinny and then ended, as they say, aw, you know, in an English dialect that was sensational. The guy, the fellows just broke up, Jack, fell down. We could never stump Mel on a sound effect. But we had, like, going into the vault, and we needed the iron gate and the chains and such. And going down and the opening of the safe and these people that worked on the sound effects, and we listened to it before at rehearsal so that they were perfect. You know, the hoofs, and they used the coconut shells, you know, the horses' hoofs. And many things they had to improvise.
One of the other long-running radio prop or location-type gags was the famous railroad station. Many a program found an excuse to be at the station, giving Mel Blanc a chance to do his routine as a railroad conductor.
See, the station is crowded. Rochester.
Yes, boss.
Put on your red cap and carry my bags to the train. I gotta meet my gang.
Train leaving on track 5 for Anaheim, Hattusa, and Cucamonga.
Gee, we're all supposed to meet here at the information desk. No one... Oh, there they are. Hey, Phil, Don.
Oh, hello, Jack.
Hiya, Jackson.
Say, what are you carrying there under your arm?
Well, I heard it was pretty cold in New York, and I want to be on the safe side.
But Jackson, a smudge pot.
Well, I'm not taking any chances, you know.
Train leaving on track 5 for Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga. Does anybody want to go to Anaheim, Azusa, or Cucamonga?
Say, Don, have you got all the tickets?
Well, not quite, Jack. At the last minute, Phil said he needed an extra one.
Phil, who are you sneaking on this trip with you?
Well, it's Frankie, my guitar player. I got to take him along on account of the magazines.
The magazines?
Yeah, he reads to me.
Goodness sake, now I have to buy another ticket.
Hey, Jack, where you been? Ain't seen you around.
What? Oh, hello. Hello.
Who was that, Jackson?
Oh, he's a racetrack tout that used to hang around Hollywood Park, you know. Well, I'll meet you later, fellas. Now, let's see. The ticket window ought to be...
Train leaving on track 5 for Anaheim, Medusa, and Cucamonga. Oh, come on. Somebody must want to go to Anaheim.
We'll be back right after this.
Hey, that's a beautiful chess set. Where did you get it?
Marble Elegance Imports.
What's it made of? That's not marble.
It's soapstone. It was carved in the Orient.
Clever people, those Orientals.
Not as clever as me. I got a 10% discount on that set. I also got a 10% discount on that painting and that Oriental screen.
How'd you get a 10% discount?
Well, about a month ago, a plastic telephone book cover was delivered in the mail, and inside were coupons. Instead of throwing them away, I used them. Clever?
Oh, yeah, very clever, but what are all these other discount coupons?
Oh, they're the ones I'm going to use to buy some other nice things for my home or the office at Marble Elegance Imports.
You mean you got all these coupons in that one phone book cover?
Oh, no, no. These coupons I got from my friends.
They gave them to you?
I should say not. I had to bargain for them. I had to trade.
What did you trade?
Slugs to use in my bubblegum machine.
Jack Benny would have loved you.
Yes, and Jack Benny would have loved saving 10% at Marble Elegance Imports, 5826 Pacific in Lacey.
Now, let me see. The ticket window ought to be...
Jack. Jack, come here a minute.
Huh? Oh, it's you again, huh? What is it?
I didn't want to say anything while you were with your friends there, but where are you going?
New York.
What train you taking?
The Chief. Why, what's the matter?
Take the El Capitan.
But I like the Chief.
Come here a minute.
Yeah?
And take my tip, bud. The El Capitan will beat the Chief into Kansas City by 3 lengths.
What?
According to yesterday's performance, it can't miss.
Well, look, I'm sorry. I'm taking the Chief.
Why?
Come here a minute. Don't noise this around, see?
No.
But I found out the Chief is a sleeper. Now, so long, fella.
Okay, so long.
Now, let's see. The ticket window should be...
Train leaving on track 5 for Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga. Look, we're not asking much. Two of you, or even one of you. Just somebody to keep the engineer company.
Here's the ticket window. Oh, pardon me. Are you the ticket clerk?
So what do you think I am in this cage, a canary?
About all I want is a ticket on the cheese.
Oh. Yeah, would you like the $60 ticket or the $140 ticket?
Well, what's the difference?
Well, with the $140 ticket, you ride inside.
Well, naturally, I want to ride on the inside. After all, you know, I'm not as young as I used to be.
You're not as young as anybody used to be.
Don't get fresh. All I want is a ticket to New York.
Return trip?
No, one way.
Good.
Now, cut that out. And stop wasting time. I have to get to New York by Thursday.
I'm sorry, but our trains are all booked up.
Well, think, man. Think there must be one train that has room for me.
Leaning on track for
you're in luck, Blue Eyes. I found one ticket on the cheap.
Good, I'll take it.
The cheap, leaving for New York, aboard!
Hurry up, will you, Clark? Thanks.
Oh.
Wait for me! Wait for me!
Hey, Jackson, we're moving, hurry up!
I'm coming! Wait for me!
Mainly on track 5 for Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga.
This is the Jack Benny story, narrated by Tom Reed.
Weather reports are brought to you daily by Greg's Fireplace Shop. You know, having a fireplace in your home is as easy as 1, 2, 3. Let's take it a step at a time. First of all, you pick where you want it. Now, that's step one. Next, you go to Greg's Fireplace Shop. That's step two. At Greg's Fireplace Shop, you pick out the fireplace you want. It can be a freestanding fireplace, a built-in fireplace, or a decorative wall-mounted fireplace. Now, these are not just decorator items. They burn anything you want to burn. And don't get the idea that they all look alike. There is a choice so wide at Greg's Fireplace Shop that you can pick a fireplace that looks like it was meant only for your home. Step three is installation. Now, you can do it, or you can have Greg's Fireplace Shop do it. You see, having a fireplace is as simple as 1, 2, 3 at Greg's Fireplace Shop, 4646 Pacific in Lacey. They're full of hearth-warming ideas.
The other two of the prop gags that Jack used successfully for years on radio was his violin lessons and his vault in the basement. The violin teacher was in reality Mel Blanc, known as Professor LeBlanc.
Commence.
Okay.
It is such a small worm. Do not kill it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll take it again.
Mr. Denis, huh? What are the blink blinks?
I'm stepping over the worm.
Monsieur Benny, leave the jokes to the comedians.
Yes, sir.
Perhaps we better limber up a little more with the exercises.
As you wish.
Lay it softer with emotion. Dip your bow in Jergens lotion. Nero played while Rome was burning. Right now for a match I'm yearning. You are sounding worse than ever.
But, Professor, I've been practicing 2 hours every day.
How can you stand it?
What?
Now, look, that is enough of the exercises. Let us go back to the lesson. Commence. Now, Monsieur Benny. Monsieur Benny. Monsieur Benny, please. The lesson is over. Will you please pay me my money now and don't keep me waiting like always?
Oh, yes, yes, Professor. How thoughtless of me. I'll go into my vault and get your money. Gee, I wonder who keeps it further underground, me or Fort Knox. I must ask him someday when I'm there to collect the rent.
Since that night you hung the lantern in the old North Church.
Oh, yes.
By the way, Mr. Benny, did that fellow on horseback ever make it?
Why?
I had $2 on him.
Well, excuse me a minute, Ed. I'm going to open the vault.
How much money are you putting in?
Oh, nothing. No, I'm taking some out.
Oh? Sickness in the family?
No, everything's all right. Well, I'm going to open the vault now.
Shall I take a sleeping pill?
No. Oh, wait, you can watch.
It's all right. See, the combination is right to 45, left to 60, back to 15, and left to 110.
Finer draperies for finer homes come from Selden's.
Where quality makes the difference. Second best won't do. You'll be impressed when you buy the best. God, quality makes the difference.
Perhaps the most effective elements in your decor are your draperies. They must accent your room just right and frame the windows to your world in flawless taste. That's why Selden's offers such a wide variety of quality drapery material to custom make your drapes with perfection of design and workmanship. That's also why Selden's extra service includes choosing the fabric in the home for the best possible match. The moderate prices, the extra service, the wide selection and quality are all good reasons some of the finest homes in this area are served by Selden's, Franklin and Legion Way.
You'll be impressed when you buy the best cut quality makes the difference.
On the next hour of the Jack Benny Story, I'll talk to Jack about his funniest all-time laughs. I hope you're enjoying this program and that you'll let me have your comments. Hal Simmons has the address.
The Jack Benny Story, the life story of an entertainment legend, is produced by American International Productions in cooperation with the old-time Radio National Archives, in which Jack Benny was a lifetime member. This complete three-hour tribute to Jack Benny is being made available to the general public on cassettes for your home personal use. For full information, write Old Time Radio, Box 683, Spokane, Washington, 99210. And ask for the Jack Benny Story. The Old Time Radio National Archives will also send you information on membership. The address again is Old Time Radio, Box 683, Spokane, Washington, 99210. Stay tuned for the next hour of the Jack Benny Story.
Sensitive to your surroundings? Are you appreciative of the beauty of natural materials? So many of the things we enjoy just for their timeless natural beauty become a part of our everyday life. Many of these things are found at Marble Elegance Imports. There's a quiet excitement that comes to your home or office with the beauty of marble. It could be in the shape of a table or a lamp or something as simple as a paperweight. There are marble flower bowls and vases. In fact, marble is used in so many ways to add that special touch of natural beauty. Marble Elegance Imports brings to this area sophisticated but classic furnishings that are usually available only in the larger cities. But here they're at a price far below what you'll find in those other areas. Visit Marble Elegance Imports to find pieces both decorative and functional in the timeless beauty of marble. Marble Elegance Imports is at 5826 Pacific in Lacey.
Friends aren't easy to find.
Friends aren't easy to choose.
Friends aren't easy to make.
Thousands and thousands of us are killed or hurt badly in drunk driving crashes every year. Please, don't let your friends drive if they're drunk. And don't ride with them. You drive. Be a friend. Don't lose one.
Friends aren't easy to make. Friends are too easy to lose. And I don't want to lose you.
A public service message on behalf of the U.S. Department of Transportation.
All aboard for the final week of savings at Olympia Appliance Center's greatest general electric train load sale of appliances. They've emptied the freight cars, and now they're cleaning out the caboose. They've discovered new bargains in appliances for you. Here are some examples. You can get $150 for your old washer and dryer when you trade for a GE programmed washer with dispenser and Versatronic dryer. You can get over $100 on your range when traded for one of two closeout floor model samples with clock timers. That brings them as low as $198. Save $30 on a portable dishwasher. The multi-cycle under-counter dishwasher is only $229. GE side-by-side refrigerators are as low as $569 with trade. And this week you can buy a 19-inch diagonal picture solid-state black and white TV for only $128. Shop Olympia Appliance Center this week and get in on these clean-up train-load sale values.
Program coming to you from Radio City, New York, starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Kenny Baker, and yours truly, Don Wilson.
Gee, the station is crowded. Rochester.
Yeah, boss.
Put on your red cap and carry my bags to the train.
Good evening, everybody. This is Jack Benny, that gray-haired carrier pigeon talking.
Please, tune up the violin.
The Jell-O program, presented by Jell-O and Jell-O Pudding, starring Jack Benny, with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Dennis Day, Rochester, and yours truly, Don Wilson.
See, the combination is right to 45, left to 60, back to 15, and left to 110. There.
This is the Jack Benny story, told in part by Jack Benny himself. Produced by American International Productions. Your host and narrator is Tom Reed.
Thank you, Hal Simmons. This is the third hour of the Jack Benny story. During this hour, we'll talk with Jack about some of his more up-to-date years, what he did after his radio and television ended. We'll hear from Bob Crosby and from his singer for the past 5 years, Kay Hart.
Leaving on track five for Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga. Look, we're not asking much. Two of you, or even one of you. Just somebody to keep the engineer company.
This is the story of Jack Benny, narrated by Tom Reed.
Weather reports are brought to you daily by Greg's Fireplace Shop. If you've never been to Greg's Fireplace Shop, you don't know that they have a lot more than fireplaces. There are all kinds of fireplace accessories to add beauty and increase the efficiency of your fireplace. There are barbecues in all styles and sizes, and one group of items that has nothing to do with fire. These are the personalized address and name markers for your home, including weather vanes. They're done in heavy cast aluminum. They'll never rust. Their black exterior gives the look of wrought iron. Now, not just the names and numbers appear, but over 100 different designs make your own personalized sign completely unique. Greg's Fireplace Shop is proud to offer this attractive addition to the outside of your home as an added feature of a shop that brings so much warmth and beauty to the inside. See the hearthwarming ideas at Greg's Fireplace Shop, 4646 Pacific in Lacey.
At the end of our last hour, we were talking with Hilliard Marks, Jack Benny's close friend, writer, and producer of both the radio and television programs, about some of the special effects. The Maxwell, the violin, and, of course, the vault in Jack's basement.
Ed, I'm going to open the vault.
How much money are you putting in?
Oh, nothing. You know that. I'm taking some out.
Oh? Sickness in the family?
All right. Well,
I'm going to open the vault now.
Shall I take a sleeping pill?
No. Wait, you can watch.
It's all right. See, the combination is right to 45, left to 60.
Hilliard, what was the name of the actor that played the guard at the vault?
His real name was Joe Kearns. We referred to him as Ted. I can remember, you know, today they don't take time to establish things in comedy. You just don't have time. You're fighting the clock every minute. But I can remember one of the greatest was when Jack went down to the vault, and Ted would always say, "Halt, who goes there?" And Jack would say, "Oh, Ed, it's me, Mr. Benny." "Oh, hello, Mr. Benny. You putting in or taking out, you know?" And then they'd go into... Jack would say, "Oh, I'm putting some in or taking out," whatever the situation was and would be. And then Ed would say, "Well, Mr. Benny, what's happening on the outside?" And I remember one line the boys wrote was, Jack said to him, "Well, Ed, you know the war is over." And Ed said, "Oh, good. Who won, the North or the South?" And that gave you an idea as to how long he had been down there. And one day he said that, Jack said, "I'm taking some money out. I'm going to take out a girl tonight." And Ed said, "A girl?" And Jack said, "Oh, well, I'll explain it to you later, Ed." You know.
And then wasn't there a bear named Carmichael?
Carmichael was a bear. And that was when Rochester would always say, "What happened to the gas man?" And he blamed it on Carmichael the bear. Because one day the gas company called up to talk to the gas man. He was to read the meter. And there was no gas man. And that was the time that Jack had the Carmichael the bear. And Rochester always blamed the disappearance of the gas man on Carmichael the bear.
I've heard that one of the longest periods of laughter came after Jack Benny being confronted by a hold-up man with the line, "Your money or your life." Were you responsible for that?
No, there was two writers. That was Joseph Berg and Tackerberry were the two writers. And they were trying to lead in with a hold-up man who was outside of Don Wilson's house, I think. And Jack had said to Don... to call before they left to go for dinner, to call the little woman. He always referred to Don Wilson's wife as the little woman. And he said, "Call her." And now they're outside, and Don is now arguing with his wife because he's invited Jack over and did not call her. And Jack was like, "If I told you once, I told you 1,000 times, call the little woman." Finally, was a stick-up man came by, and he says, held Jack up. He said, "There's a hold-up, your money or your life." Finally, said, "Look," I said, "it's your money or your life." And Jack said, "I'm thinking about it."
Sure is dark tonight. No moon. Oh, well.
Hey, Bud. Bud.
Huh?
You got a match?
Yes, I have one right here.
Don't make a move. This is a stick-up.
Mister, put down that gun.
Shut up. I said this is a stick-up. Now, come on. Your money or your life? Look, Bud. I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
We'll have more of the Jack Benny story right after this.
More service for you comes from Selden's.
Where quality makes the difference. Second best won't do. You'll be impressed when you buy the best. God, quality makes the difference.
At Selden's, the quality doesn't stop with what goes into your home. The quality is in the service, too. It's the normal things that other companies will give you, but it's also those extras that only Selden's offers. It's a bend-over-backwards-for-the-customer type of service that makes the refreshing difference at Selden's. Like the quality in the moderate prices, it's always been there and will continue to be among the reasons so many of the finer homes in this area are served by Selden's, Franklin and Legion Way.
You'll be impressed when you buy the best. God, quality makes the difference.
Well, that's the most publicized laugh. actually, and two, really, to be truthful, there has been so many other big laughs. That's not the only big laugh we've had.
Well, they think it is, or it was the biggest laugh I ever got, so we keep it that way. I think it's about as good a gag as I've ever had and was worthy of the biggest laugh. But there have been a couple that have been as big. The laughs have been as big. But this, I don't know, this caught on so fast. It went to practically every newspaper in the world and every magazine. And the biggest laugh I know that we ever got in radio, Mary got, with three words. And the three words were merely looking at me and saying, "Oh, shut up." And the reason that was the biggest laugh that is because the buildup for that was so long and so, and I'm not opening my mouth, not saying a word. There's a big conversation between Don Wilson and an opera singer that we had with us. And Mary knew that I knew nothing about opera, or was supposed to, at least, supposedly knew nothing about opera. And so did the audience, because they were supposed to believe that I didn't know anything. So they were constantly talking about opera. The audience is waiting. They know that sometime I've got to butt into this thing. So I finally started talking. All I got this far when I said, "Well, I think," and Mary said, "Oh, shut up." And that was the longest laugh that I can ever remember. And that wasn't even a joke. Just three words, "Oh, shut up." But if you take those three words and put them in the right spot, it's better than a joke. It's bigger than the joke. It's more important than the joke. If you can get three words like that that have no meaning at all, except for the long buildup, which was probably 8 minutes. And that was the longest laugh. I remember that we just couldn't talk after that. The audience kept screaming and laughing and screaming. And Mary, you know, had that dry delivery. And she just stood there and did the lines. She said, "Oh, shut up." And that was bigger even than your money or your life. But I think your money, if I had to say which were the six biggest laughs that we ever got in radio or television, I would have to say that that would be one of them. But if I gave it a lot of thought, I'd find others that were just as big and bigger. And but they won't accept any other one to be the biggest laugh. The newspapers and every place you go, I could go to Pakistan and somebody would say to me, "Wasn't that the biggest laugh you ever got?" And I'd go along with it.
This is the Jack Benny Story, narrated by Tom Reed.
If you've ever visited Marble Elegance Imports, you're probably surprised at the variety of beautiful things they offer. And yet, they're specialists. Specialists in marble, specialists in elegance, and most important, specialists in imports. They know what they're importing is the finest available. They import marble from Portugal, Italy, and Taiwan in structural slabs as tables, as lamps, and as many other elegant pieces. They also import brass and soapstone chess pieces from Korea. They buy the finest oriental jades direct from the miners and processors or handlers of precious old jades. They don't deal in fancy packages. They're more interested in top quality at reasonable prices. So you don't have to go to Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, or Los Angeles to find quality imported elegance. It's right here at Marble Elegance Imports, 5826 Pacific, in Lacey.